Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Polk State College in Florida apparently condones discrimination against Christians. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, we represent at Liberty Counsel a young girl, 16 years old. Her name is Grace Lewis. She is dual enrolled, so she is still a junior in high school, and she is taking college courses as a dual enrolled student, and the college that she's attending is Polk State College in Lakeland, Florida, which is in Central Florida. And as part of this particular course that she's taking at the school, she's enrolled in a humanities program, a humanities course taught by Professor Lance L.J. Russom. And this individual is a militant atheist pushing homosexuality, atheism, and is a proselytizing atheist towards these students. He belittles their faith. We got involved, and we sent a demand letter to the college, to the president, to some of the other people on the board, and to this professor, demanding that this stop, that there be a cessation from his blatant unconstitutional actions. And now it looks like from the Polk State General Counsel, the letter that they returned back, they apparently condone this anti-Christian discrimination perpetrated by this, frankly, I think an unqualified professor to be in the classroom.
Yeah, Professor L.J. Russom is his name, and more than just being a proselytizing, avowed atheist, he's an anti-Christian bigot to the extent that he, with this student, as part of an assignment, required that she bash Christianity, that she undermine her own faith and mock and bash her own faith when she said, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. He gave her four zeros, Matt. She's a straight A student, basically. I mean, she's a very bright girl. She otherwise had great grades in the class. But what's interesting to me is after that the Polk State College would come to this professor's defense, rationalize and make excuses for this professor. There's no gray area here. This is as blatant, caught red-handed as you can get in anti-Christian bigotry. And yet Polk State College is doubling down here, coming to this professor's defense and really embarrassing themselves, their entire faculty and staff in the national limelight.
Yeah, in fact, this professor, aside from what he's done in the classroom and how he's posted information on his class assignments, you can just go to his Facebook. Now, he's taken some of these down, so we took screenshots, and so we have it at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can click on one of our press releases on this issue, and you can see it all for yourself. But he has a picture of Jesus saying, now I know what Jesus would do, and it's a picture of Jesus holding up a middle finger. He has a picture of Castro. He has a quote on his email from an individual who has the position that the Khmer Rouge was not radical enough and Adolf Hitler was not violent enough. I mean, this is the kind of literally atheist, Marxism, hatred for Christianity. We also know that there was a student in his class and he required them to have a journal every day, and he was supposed to read it, and so he would read their daily journals. And in the journal, this girl talked about her belief in God. He called this girl aside and said, you should drop my class. Why? Because she believes in God. This person then gave four zeros to our client, Grace Lewis, and she is a straight-A student. She received four zeros. I've looked at the homework. I've looked at the written material, and it's brilliant what she wrote. I'm just really astounded that she's able to write at this level as a 16-year-old. And he gave her four zeros for doing it because she would not go with his belief that Christianity was the most violent religion in world history. and that all religion is simply made up of human imagination. And because she wouldn't toe his radicalism line and accept his proselytizing for atheism and militant Marxism, he gave her four consecutive zeros.
Yeah, Matt, and that's blatant viewpoint discrimination. I mean, that is a violation of the Constitution, frankly, to do this. And again, it's beyond me why Polk State has doubled down here, rather than just to, you know, hold this professor accountable and apologize publicly to this student who has been berated for her Christian faith, and not just berated, discriminated against. They have doubled down. And what's interesting to me, can you please explain to me, can someone explain to me how it is that they turned around, they know they're caught red-handed, so she somehow still gets an A for the course, even though she got four zeros on four of the big assignments toward the end, which is, you know, if you crunch the numbers, that's an impossibility. So they know they're in the wrong here, and they're basically tacitly admitting as such, and this professor is, by still giving her an A for the course. I did read that right, correct?
Yeah, you read it right. It's unbelievable. I mean, Matt, you've taught at Liberty University School of Law. I've taught there as well. On major writing assignments, as these four were, if you get zeros, you can't get an A. The math just doesn't work. He gave four zeros to her on these substantial writing assignments. Now, we got involved. We gave a demand letter, and voila, what happens? She gets an A for the class. Well, you can't just simply cover your tracks and assume that you can continue to hide behind academic freedom and, oh, by the way, no harm, no foul, I'll insult you because I want to continue to insult other people and I want to undermine their faith. In one particular situation, Matt, she met with the professor complaining about the zeros, and instead of focusing on the assignment, he got into a three-hour debate with her over why she believes in Christianity and what good is it. I mean, it was a theological debate where he wanted to try to undermine her faith. This young girl, however, is not going to be undermined by this radicalism of this professor. Now, this professor, you wonder, why did they do this? Why are they allowing this? Well, here is a link. This professor, in addition to a pro-Marxist atheist, is also a militant advocate of homosexuality. And the dean of the college, Donald Painter, well, he's on the board of St. Pete Pride, which is St. Petersburg, Florida, St. Pete Pride. There's a photograph of him with some people on the front page or on the webpage of this organization. And so he is apparently as militant, as a radical as the professor, and that's why he's allowing the professor to do what he's doing. You got two militant pro-homosexual advocators as the dean and as the professor, and this person literally is intent. His whole goal is intent to undermine your faith in God, to destroy your relationship with your belief and in the scriptures. That's his whole mission as a professor, it appears.
Well, that explains a lot, doesn't it, Matt? We know that this professor's entire worldview, and apparently the president of the universities or the college Polk State as well, they have a worldview that is anathema to Christianity. It is in violation, runs directly counter to Christian sexual morality, the Christian faith. So it makes sense that they would be so hostile to this young woman and to her Christian faith, because we're seeing this kind of hostility across the country toward Christianity.
Yeah, and this is what is coming, friends, and this is why this this activism with respect to this homosexual agenda is very, very much colliding with religious freedom. You see it here writ large with what's happening with this young girl at Polk State College. So Liberty Counsel's representing her. We're involved. We're not going to allow this to continue. We don't want to have anyone else confronted by this radicalism of this professor. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. If you know of something like this, help us get involved. Grace and her family knew about Liberty Counsel, so they contacted us, and so now we're representing her. We have been able to already make some major headway here. But this other girl that I was telling you about apparently wasn't aware of Liberty Counsel, and she just had the hassle of this professor where he said, you ought to drop my class because you believe in God. No, what we want to do is we want to stand up for grace. We want to make sure this doesn't happen to any other students in the classroom, because this guy is crossing the line. He can have his views, but he can't use his classroom to discriminate against Christians as he's doing here. There are limits to academic freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can sign up for our emails and order our series on the Patriot's Handbook. You'll be amazed at the information. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.